You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Wish Granters Foundation started here in Idaho in 2010 as a way to help terminally ill adults. So similar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Wish Granters helps make end-of-life requests happen, but for people who are over the age of 18. This Idaho organization is growing by the year. And while their fundraising efforts were, of course, thrown off by the pandemic, they do have plans to expand into more Idaho counties by next year. Joining Idaho Matters Live to talk about the organization is the Director of Development and Programs, Dina McLaughlin, and the President of the Wish Granters Board, Cherie Coons. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Dina, can I start with you? Can you take us back to the founding of the organization and what was the need to found this organization?
Well, back in 2010, we had our founder, Doug Raper, who also was in radio, and he also worked for another nonprofit that he received calls daily asking for wishes for adults. And that is when he decided with his family that he was going to start Wish Granters. And he started it by himself. And he was officially a nonprofit in September of 2010. And his first wish was December 17th, 2010.
Wow. So Cherie, you're now the board president of Wish Granters. I'm curious about what made you decide you wanted to be a part of this organization?
I think I've been on the board like 7 years, and a friend of mine was on the board and I started asking questions. I lost both my mom and dad to terminal illnesses. I started asking questions, and you know, Jim, I have a saying that to those who are given much, much is expected. And I had retired and I knew that I wanted to give back in the community, and I asked questions about Wish Granters. And they invited me to a board meeting, and I've been there ever since. And it's amazing. Just to share that first wish with you, let me tell you, it was a helicopter ride for a gentleman that had ALS. He could not hold his head up, and he asked them to duct tape his forehead to the seat of the helicopter so he could enjoy the view.
Wow. You know, Cherie, my parents had that exact same saying, to whom much is given, much is expected in return. And that is how they raised us. And isn't that interesting how that impacts others just by those small gestures, even something, you know, like being a part of this board?
Yes. You know, I just believe that a lot of unhappiness comes from people who are serving themselves. And I think when you reach out into the community and you do what we do, and I've been out on some of the wishes, and I'm telling you, when you leave there, your heart is full. Now, keep in mind that the wish, the person is passing on, but what we're doing is leaving a memory for the families left behind.
Right.
One of our wishes was for a gentleman in a care center, and he loved horses. He'd never, ever seen Clydesdale. We reached out to the community. We found the Clydesdale. They brought the Clydesdale in, and every one of his family members, from wife to children to grandchildren, were there. They put them all up on the horse one by one, and his biggest reaction was when his wife was able to climb up on the horse, and he finally managed a little bit of a grin. But on my way to the car, his grandson followed me and said, "Excuse me, I just need to tell you what you did for this family today and how much it means that Wish Granters would create a memory for all of us." And he said it through tears. Of course, I was crying too, so it was a great moment.
And Dina, you mentioned, you know, the organization started 10 years ago. You granted that first wish in December of 2010. How has that organization grown since then? Because you're going to be opening other offices, correct?
Yes, correct. Our founder, his ultimate dream was always to go to Gem County. He graduated from Emmett High School. And that is our ultimate goal, which is what we will be moving on to Gem County. And then we hope to eventually be in all of Idaho. And everything we raise and everything we do stays in Idaho. So that, you know, each year we keep getting bigger and bigger. Unfortunately, with COVID, this year has kind of made us reach out to or open our aperture to different areas, open different programs. But our ultimate goal is, yes, to eventually be in all counties in Idaho.
And Dina, you mentioned COVID-19. I mean, the majority of your funding comes from fundraising. How was your organization impacted by this pandemic that we're still in?
Yeah, exactly. All of our fundraising was either canceled or postponed. And we're really hoping that 2021, we're able to turn that around. But we've also been blessed this year. There's two amazing organizations. One is 100 Men for Good and 100 Women for Good. And we were nominated for both. And in May, we received the 100 Men for Good. And just November 4th, we received 100 Women for Good. And this year, we also started our first annual giving campaign. So even though we weren't able to fundraise, we were blessed by these the two organizations and also our amazing donors that contributed to our giving campaign.
So Cherie, how can people donate if they want to, since so much of this is through fundraising? But also, is it just money that you need, or are there other things that people could potentially donate?
We are always looking for what we call in-kind donations. Like I told you about the helicopter ride, so we reached out and found someone that would do that. We found the man with the horse.
Cherie, can I have you come a little bit closer to the microphone? We can't hear you too well.
Oh, so sorry.
There we go. There we go. Okay, that's much better. So if you could start over so we can hear you. Yes. Yeah, that'd be great.
So many of our donations can be in-kind, meaning that we reach out to the community when we get a wish, like a helicopter ride, or one of the weathermen here in town took a gentleman up in his two-seater airplane. We get people that want to go on a limo ride, and we get restaurants to donate. These things are all just as important to us as money, because Doug used to have a theory that, you know, it has to all be donated, which I thought was really cute. He didn't like us to pay for anything. But a lot of the young families wish just to go to Disneyland. And unfortunately, airlines won't donate, and Disneyland will only give passes to children, not to adults.
Oh, right.
So we've had to pay, we have to pay for all that. So if there's a family of four that wants to go to Disneyland, and keep in mind that that's one of the lasting memories for a child. They've seen their mom or their dad so ill. They've seen hospital beds and hospice workers and shots and doctors' pain. But there's a day when they get to ride on that wonderful ride at Disneyland, and they can see mom or dad laugh. And that's the memory that we hope they'll carry with them. So we love those donations. We do have a couple of hotels in California that have been very generous to us and helped us out. But the average cost of our wish is about $1,700. So anytime anybody in our community, and this is such a wonderful giving community, we can call them up and say, could you help us? And most of the time they will say, we would love to help. Now, again, this year, it's hard to call somebody up and say, can you donate? Because their businesses are hurting. So it's been a tough year. And we, of course, did suspend all of our travel wishes because of COVID. We don't feel like we can put people who are already immune compromised into that situation. But we're doing the very best that we can to continue on with what we do at Wish Planners.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and taking time out of your day and to talk to us more about this. We've been talking with the Wish Granters Director of Development and Programs, Dina McLaughlin, and the President of the Wish Granters Board, Cherie Koons. Thank you so much for your time, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Idaho Matters. Always appreciate you participating and being a part of our program. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Huge thanks to Troy Oppie today for helping out. Always appreciate when Troy can step in a pinch. So if you have a question or a comment or idea for our show, download the new Boise State Public Radio app and use the Talk to Us feature. You can send us a message. It really would be great to hear from you. Remember, tomorrow our medical experts are on. If you have a question for them, you can email us right now, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.